I'm really looking forward to it. Myself and my coaches, we understand it's a big ask. It's a huge task, and everyone keeps saying, oh, you have to make history to turn around a 3-goal deficit. So, of course, we're going to give it a go. What an incredible opportunity for me as a young manager and my coaches to be part of this. Of course, we'd love coming into this with a 1-0 lead, but we can't. It's in the past. We can't do it retrospectively, Rob. So, of course, we've got to give it a go. We can't be gung-ho. We still have to try and keep a clean sheet. It's a really intriguing game. It's how Paul set them up will be intriguing. But the biggest thing for me is forget formations. People just get too carried away from it. You don't have to be a coach or a physio or a fan to know that. It's about wanting to win. It's about having a bit of passion and desire. But that's from me. And I realise now, and that there's things obviously during the season that can't be said, but afterwards it'll be quite interesting. It can't always just come from me. We can't just play when it's easy in life. You can't just perform and be happy when it's easy in life, because those people are the most frustrating people, because you never know where you are with them. You've probably had it in the workplace. Nothing worse when you come in and someone's got their head on the floor and they don't open up and allow you to help them. It's very difficult. So they need to have a balance. We've not come back from going behind this season enough times. And that tells me we need to keep nurturing that mindset in the next few years at this club. It's the most difficult component to deal with, and it's the most difficult one to develop. Tactical, technical and physical, quite easy. Very easily measured. We can get a lot of data on that, but it's very, very difficult. The way society is these days, it's a big, big problem, and that's dripping into football. And that's probably a piece I'll do with you afterwards on how society is not helping football at the moment. But we've got to get these kids used to facing adversity and coping with it and not fearing it. We have to make sure we get the momentum, but we don't also cut our own throats and leave ourselves too open. So it's a very delicate balance, but we've got to make sure we give them a hell of a game. If they're gonna get through, we need to make sure that they thought that was one hell of a challenge in every game we play. And that's hopefully what we'll carry forward to Thursday.
And stating the obvious again, but you need the fans right behind you from minute one again, don't you?
Yeah, they're disappointed, and I do look. I'm not one big on social media, but I realise you need to be up to date with it these days, because I can use it as well to help get a bit of momentum for the game. If they're going to be real honest, they know it's a big task, but I think deep down they just want to see players who want to play for the shirt. They want to see players leaving everything out on the pitch, and that's a given. They pay their money to come and watch us, and at Barnsley they've come and spent probably £50 to £100 for a couple of them to come and to watch us. At least all fans want at any club, and I've played and been involved at many clubs, they just want players who just wear the heart on the sleeve. They don't mind if you have a bad touch, but just react. Just don't feel sorry for yourself, because you owe it. You owe it to the fans that you just got to put a shift in, because that's what it is in football. But unfortunately, that's coming out of the game as well, and it's a very delicate balance. But I think the fans just want to see a bit of passion and desire. But it's just words. So what I've got to do, and I'll say to the fans, I'm going to try and get my players to give you something. If you just stay with us for another game, you never know. You might be a part of something quite, quite special. History can be made. It can be changed daily. We've got a chance of making history now. So why not Walsall Football Club? At 9 times, we scored 3 goals this year. So why can't we do it again?